Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Apologies for the tardiness. There is so much to go over. Can't fit it all in this episode. Hopefully tomorrow will be light and I can get through the rest of it. Let's get cracking. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. According to the Brennan Center for Justice, there are currently 165 bills pending in 33 states to restrict voter access via stricter ID, limiting postal ballots, shortening registration and voting windows, and purging voter rolls. The three states with the most proposals? Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Not coincidentally, battleground states that went to Biden but have Republican legislatures. We've gone over the evidence that the voter fraud these laws claim to be fighting does not actually exist in more than 0.0005% of votes, so I won't belabor that point further. See the voter fraud link below if you want to catch up. All of these laws are intended to let politicians choose their voters rather than letting voters choose their politicians. And it could get much, much worse via gerrymandering in the upcoming decennial redistricting process. We've been over how the GOP blitzed that process the last time to create a ton of uncompetitive districts, which leads toward a one-party country, e.g. China. Again, catch up in the thread below if you missed that. Democrats have a limited window to enact legislation to protect democracy before the game is rigged to a critical degree from which there is no coming back. There's a lot to be done, but the Voting Rights Act and H.R. 1 would go very, very far in preventing voter suppression and making politicians loyal to the voters. These need to happen now. Tell your representatives in Congress. Texans are having so much fun with the reliability of their deregulated energy grid that some variable rate utilities decided to pump up the good times with absolutely absurd bills, as high as $17,000 for just a couple of days of power. Just what they needed. Starting to think that maybe some regulations have their merits. Also, I think I forgot to include the Texas grid failure thread in an earlier episode, so that's in the links here. On that note, I normally try to avoid buzz stories that don't have much to do with Humanity First policy and probably should not be spending time on this, but I gotta talk about it. Tim Boyd, Republican mayor of Colorado City, Texas, yes, you heard that right, how much denial do you have to be in to name your city after a different state? Colorado City, the place for Texans who wish they were somewhere else, but aren't. Anyway, Boyd sent out this stirring speech as his last message to the people of Colorado/Texas before resigning. And I quote, "No one owes you or your family anything, nor is it the local government's responsibility to support you during trying times like this. Sink or swim, it's your choice. The city and county, along with power providers or any other service, owes you nothing. I'm sick and tired of people looking for a damn handout." End quote. Yeah. So, first off, if people are paying the city's taxes and he's saying the city owes them nothing in return, who's the one looking for a handout here? And aren't they also paying to be hooked up to the electrical grid with the expectation that it will be available? Maybe it works different in Texas. Quote, "Your laziness is a direct result of your raising. Only the strong will survive, and the weak will perish." End quote. Wow. Launching brazenly into eugenics, apparently. Okay. Quote, "God has given us the tools to support ourselves in times like this." End quote. Because, of course, we need to bring God into this. Quote, "This is sadly a product of a socialist government where they feed people," probably could have stopped there, "to believe that the few will work and others will become dependent on handouts. I'll be damned," again, probably could stop there, "if I'm going to provide for anyone who is capable of doing it themselves. If you have no water, you deal without and think outside the box to survive and supply water to your family." End quote. Those crazy people thinking they should have access to clean water and heat in civilization. Apparently, this is where this particular Republican thinks the bar should be set for our ambitions as a nation. Good to know. What really gets me is this "everyone must work or you get nothing" attitude. This is prevalent on the right, and it's espoused alongside saying they're pro-capitalist. I've got news for you. That ain't a capitalist mentality. It's more communist. Capitalism explicitly supports passive income. It's the most brutal form of communism you favor if you think that only those who can work should survive. Or it's just anarchy, frankly. But the idea that everything you should get should be earned with labor is very communist. I'm starting to think that the reason I have problems with both the far left and the far right is because they're the same people and just don't know it. Anyway, I just felt I had to point this out because, one, it's hilarious, and two, it's terrifying that people like this get elected. Again, Texas, for the love of humanity, please vote smarter. And that goes for everyone. Local elections have incredibly low turnout. Vote. The smaller the race, the bigger your impact. Don't end up with a void and have to rename your city just to pretend that it's not happening. But that's not all. I have to give you a quick update on the Ted Cruz scandal because it's just incredible. It was a scandal from the start, but every detail revealed just makes it so much worse. First, we had Ted fleeing the state while his constituents are freezing and dying. That's bad. Then he blamed it on his daughter. That's real bad. But then he lied about his plans, saying he was just flying his daughter down and coming right back, despite the mother already accompanying the daughter and Ted bringing a full-size suitcase with him. That's, well, very typical lying Ted, frankly. Then we get photo evidence that they left their dog alone in the house during this freezing storm without electricity. That's downright evil. The dog is also named Snowflake because, of course it is. And then his press team tries to excuse it all by saying that Ted leaving the state was the best thing he could do because he's useless and shouldn't be sucking up resources, and that's the best point that they've ever made. I've come around on this. Ted leaving the country is the best thing for everyone. Just don't come back, please. Moving beyond Texas, in a sad display, many Portland residents gathered at a Fred Meyer dumpster where many hundreds of food items had been thrown out after the store's refrigeration failed, only to be turned away first by store staff and then by police. The store manager said that the food was not safe, yet those who salvaged items from the dumpster found plenty of non-perishable food items like pickles and plenty of perishable items that were nowhere near expiration and were perfectly fine, given the low temperatures outside. Many were there to salvage food for warming shelters around the city. This scenario is incredibly emblematic. Where but in a dystopian sci-fi story do you see not only people who can't afford to feed themselves in a rich society, but resources being spent to block those people from accessing discarded food? In the United States, apparently. This is disgusting, every part of it. We shouldn't be wasting food, we shouldn't have people unable to afford food, and we shouldn't be using police to bar people from that food. Set aside the food that is safe to eat and give it away. Then you won't have to worry about people in your dumpster. And get these people a freaking UBI so they don't have to scavenge for basic needs. Let's not choose to live in a dystopia when we absolutely do not have to. On that note, Yang announced an ambitious but entirely reasonable goal to reduce the street homelessness population in New York City by more than 50% in his first term, including investments in safe haven beds, supportive housing, mental health, substance abuse resources, and interventions. I love this. A clear metric of humanitarian progress. Let's get it done. Yang will also be joining Ron Kim in a town hall on rising violence against Asian Americans tomorrow, Sunday, the 21st, at 6 p.m. Eastern. And catching up on a slew of events, he did a Q&A at the Four Freedoms Democratic Club endorsement meeting, at the Jewish Agenda Mayoral Forum, and at the Obama Club Mayoral Forum, all of which you can find the recordings for in the links below. Scott was a recent guest on the Activist Theology podcast to talk about UBI, and remember the incredible UBI PSA campaign launched by Gisele Huff across media platforms? It has reached almost 3 million viewers. It's also had an amazingly high click-through rate, meaning that people are actively choosing to watch it. That is quite an accomplishment, and I repeat that Gisele Huff and the Fund for Humanity are underappreciated. Please give her some love. Finally, in the ever-expanding march of basic income pilots, New York's Ulster County executive, Patrick Ryan, announced that they will be providing $500 a month for 1 year to 100 families. It will be entirely funded through community donations in partnership with Project Resilience, the University of Pennsylvania's Center for Guaranteed Income, Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley, and Ulster Savings Bank. While 1 year is too short to reveal changes in long-term habits, it can still provide evidence of various benefits. It continues to amaze how fast these are popping up around the country, considering there were almost none just a couple years ago. Never doubt that we are making a difference, gang. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Urge your representatives to pass the Voting Rights Act and H.R. 1 and educate people in your life about them. Bookmark and share the Ulster Basic Income article and tell your mayor to get on board with Mayors for a Guaranteed Income. Thank Giselle for the UBI PSA. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement's easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.